Okay, good morning. We're starting today. Great excitement. Honestly, Masechet Bechorot. In terms of the Masechet we've just finished, right? Masechet Bechorot is a short year. It's only like 60-something daf, I think. 61 daf, whatever. So 2 months and we're out of it. So very, very quick hakdama on part of it, because I thought we'll get into that, Don. But basically, this is basically a very brief summary of the introduction of the Art Scroll to the Gemara. But Bechor applies both to Behemot and Bnei Adam, right? So the animals and human beings. Applies to males. You might be surprised to hear that, right? Applies to males. It applies to kosher animals, to all human, to Jews, kosher animals, and to non-kosher animals. But non-kosher animals only really applies to donkeys, okay? For some reason, we'll come to understand why later on. So there's Peter Chamor. Okay, so that is also interesting. Gemara will discuss the mumim which cause a psul in the bechor. We've seen it come up tons in Olam HaSechtos. Right? We've seen the mum, the classic, called the mum of the bechor, because it becomes after you can do pigeon, you can eat, etc. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara also discusses mumim that posel kohanim from the avoda, because they're very similar to the mumim of the bechor. So the same type of mum that causes a mum there will cause a mum over there. And in the end, we'll talk about Maaser Behema, because the din of Maaser Behema, we've seen that as well. In all our Gemaras we've been learning so far, Behema and Bechor go together, right? Because the Maaser Behema is basically the Kedusha, is from birth. Well, not really, but I mean, they're related, we'll see that as well. Then the Makor is from Gulat Mitzrayim. We'll see later on what it's about, right? Because the Bechor, up until Mitzrayim, the Bechor really was the one. Even in the Mishkan, in the desert, I mean, until the building of the Mishkan, the Bechor did all the jobs until the Kohanim came along after Chet Ha'egel and replaced them. Mm-hmm. Right? So I mentioned already the Bechor Adam, Bechor Behemoth Man, and Bechor Behemoth Tahora. The Hagdara, the definition here of the Bechor is Peter Rechem, okay? The one who basically opens the womb. So even if it's not a Bechor to the father, it's a Bechor to the mother, that would be Peter Rechem. Peterechem le'imo. Now, a Bechor to a father has other aspects as well, because he gets double Yerusha. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to always think double Yerusha means that you get like half the Yerusha, but it's not. Double Yerusha, we learned that. Remember, if you got like 10 children, split it by 11. Mm-hmm. And the Bechor gets two portions out of the 11, right? What?
Only from Mezuman.
Okay, well, when? Yeah. Okay, we're going to still get the details, right? Then we said Zachar not to the Kevot. Okay, then the interesting thing here, we see our parik starts with the Peter Rechem, so with the Peter Chamor, right, with the donkey, and there with regards to donkeys, so if you've got a Chamor that's a Bechor, so you redeem it, but you don't give the donkey to the Kohen, you give the Kohen a Seh. Remember we saw that you give him now the interesting thing about a Seh is that the Seh that you give, right, doesn't have to be the value of the donkey. That's interesting. If you're giving him a seh, we'll see that in a second. And if you don't give him a seh, then you're going to basically break his neck. Right, you can't keep the donkey. Your effort or sure. If you don't have a seh, so you can do pidyon chamor with money, but then you have to do the value of the donkey. That's interesting. You give it a seh, doesn't it be the value? Seh, right? If it's not a seh, then it is. Then when you give a seh, you can give any type of seh, right? Any type, big, small, doesn't really, I think even there you can give females and males. Yeah, we'll see that in as well. Okay, so I think that's basically the introduction. Let's get into the parak. The first parak starts with Halokeach ubar chamoro shel oved kochavim. If you take a fetus, a baby, right? You buy. Halokeach means you buy, right? You're talking you buy. If you buy the fetus of a donkey, of an Oved Kochavim, right? Or v'hamocher lo, or you sell him. Now, what's going on over here? Let's look in a second. Alokeach u'barachom Rashi says, u'bechor hu. So you buy a ubar, and it's a bechor. Makes sense. So this will be starting our parik, amasechet bechorot, with a bechor, right? Otherwise, what's this doing here? So you buy the bechor, v'adayin hu b'mayimo. In other words, you've bought it before it's born. Would you go to the goy and say, I'm putting that money now, I want that baby when it's born. You already bought it. Right? So now Rashi says, why does the Perek start here with Chamor? Vahai, denakat Chamor, v'ronakat Parah. Why do we start with an animal, with like a kosher animal? Right? He says, Mefarish b'pirik ha'tanina, we'll see that on Dafkuf of Yugimel, the Adi, the Zutra, Mili, the Petach Chamor, because the Peter Chamor is very little to talk about. In other words, in terms of subject matter, it's the least of everything to talk about. Pasik Veshadina, let's get it over with. The Gemara says, you know what? We're going to talk about Peter Chamor. That's the lowest content volume. Let's just get it done with and we can move on. V'chol inach pirkin, mairi b'chor b'heimet. The rest of the Gemara we're going to discuss, the kosher animals, let's just get b'chor of Chamor out of the way. So now you buy this ubar or hamocherlo, or you sell him, right? The same idea. You sell him the fetus before it's born. And the Mishnah says, interesting thing, afal pi she'eino rashai. Even though lechatchila, you aren't allowed to sell a goy, an animal like this. Right? And look at Rashi. Right? If you give b'kol makom, ein mochrim lehem behema gasa. You are not allowed to sell goyim behema gasa. You can't sell them big animals, which like oxen and cows. You can sell them little animals, like goats and sheep. But you can't sell big animals, work animals. Why? Mipnei sheoseba melacha b'shabbat. See that? You can't sell a goy an ox because you're not going to go plow with that ox on Shabbos. I'm be honest with you, I'm 100% sure why. We'll get to it one day. Well, I care what the goy does. There's no chiyuv. On the contrary, a goy you keep Shabbos yichayv mita. But anyway, that's the halacha, right? Now, the Gemara Mishnah carries on. So we've got the first case, you sell him the ubar, you buy from the ubar, or you sell him the ubar. Then the third possibility is hamishtateflo. What's mishtatef? You become partners. Look at Rashi. Nin ma'od bein shnehem v'konin behem together. You buy, or you buy an animal together in partnership. V'hamekabel hemenu. Or you receive from him. Now, what's the deal here? Hamekabel mimenu. She'achamora shel oved kochavim. Right? The donkey belongs to the goy. V'yisrael mekabla. And the Jew gets it. Sheyehu cholkin bevladot. In other words, you take it and you grow it up. You feed it, you manage it, you grow it. And you do a partnership. You say, listen, it's your donkey, give it to me, I look after it, I'll pay for the food and the cleaning, etc. And we go 50-50 on the offspring, right? In such a case, aval guf hachamora le'oved kochavim, but the goy still owns the animal. Right? In such a case, or v'hanoten lo bekabala, the same idea, right? You give him an animal on the same basis. If you look here now, Baruch Hashem, we've got Rabbi Gershom back on our Amud, on our Daf in Amasechet. Look at Rabbi Gershom, or he says, "Oh, hanoten chamro lovet kochavim bekabalah sheyuv velodot lemechza." Same idea, or leshlish or whatever. Part doesn't mean 50%. Says Rabbi Gershom, can be any part. Even the goy is going to get only 10%, right? In all these cases, so it's halokeach ubar chamro. You buy the fetus from the donkey from the goy. Or you sell him, or you partners in him, or you do a joint venture on either direction, he grows them or you grow them. In any of these cases, patur min ha-bechora. In such a case, the bechor of chamor, you patur, right? Look at Rashi, patur min ha-bechora. Im oto ubar, if that ubar which you bought, shekram levet kochavim, or shemachar, you stole the bechor, or bechoru, eino kadosh, hoyil v'yesh chelek levet kochavim, bo uve'imo. I'm going through this slowly because it's the sodot of halacha, right? Even if he doesn't, if he's got a partnership in the animal, either in the mother or in the child. As soon as a goy is going to partner with the mother or the child, there's no bechor. Okay? Not Kabbalah means that you take it on your half and you grow it and you share the vladot. He doesn't pay you, he gives you the animal, it's his animal. Okay. So he gives you his animal, you feed it, it's what vladot. I was going to say one thing, when we learned this Gemara Masechet Bachor, I'm going to tell you this is a true story. This was how many years ago? It must have been 7 years ago. Right? 7 years ago. And I had, as you know, the whole thing of sheep. This was the case. And then we learned this Mishnah, and I came through to look. I said, what am I going to do? He says, it's too late. If you know beforehand, the way to get out of a bechor today is you sell the ear to a goy. So you sell the goy a right in the ear of the animal for 5 shekels. Once he's got a partnership in the ear, there's no longer bechor. But if you don't do that, and it's yours, you chai bechor to a writer. And you know, all our sheep died or got stolen, as you know, in Eretz Karen. Right, the Gemara says, right, kol ani mili lam eli. Why do I need all these examples? Lokeach, mocher, mishtatef, mekabel, noten. We need them all. Why? Di'atan lokeach. If we just learn to buy it, hani amini, have amini, what we have thought, mishum de kamaiti lali kedusha. So look, I'm buying the animal from a goy to a Jew, so it's going up in kedusha over here, therefore maybe I've got to give bechor. Right? Aval mocher, But the kamafkele mikdusha, on the contrary, I'm selling it from me to a goy, it's going down in kedusha. Look here. No, other way around. Other way around. Completely other way around. Exactly like I made last night, but I learned other way around. I might have thought that because I'm male bekedusha, so there wouldn't have to be a bechor. If I'm selling it to a Jew, to a goy, and I'm mafkidei mekedusha, I'm a liknesei. Maybe Chachamim was saying, are going to punish me, and say that you got to pay a punishment because you say you're selling it to the goy. It's being mekedusha. Therefore, you're going to have to give the bechor elia. Right, kemashmula, no. Right, so that's understand why buy and sell. But I'm mishtatef lo lamedi. Why do we need to know the din of partnership? The Gemara says why laafuk came Rabbi Yehuda. This is to tell us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see. I'm going to spend a lot of time on Rabbi Yehuda in a second. Right, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, right on daftep. We'll see it already just now. Shutfut oved kochavim chayevet bebechora. Because of the opinion, right, that the shutfut is chayv bechora if a Jew's got a partnership in it. Kamash belan de patura mina bechora. More says straight out. Therefore, we live with Mishnah that you actually patur. So now we know lokeach, right? And now we know mocher, and now we know mishtatef. Vahamakabel lameli. When I do this sort of like sharecrop, it's like a sort of a sharecropping scheme with the animal, right? Like exactly, we've seen the sharecrop. What's a share? Remember we speak about all that? We spoke about it. Like there's a sharecropper. Right, what's the word in, what's that? Aris, exactly. Aris. Like an aris with an animal. Mm-hmm. I've got the animal, where the sharecrop is, it's my field, and you work the field. Very good, and you work the field, and you get the thing here. I'll farm the animal, I get the same idea as an aris, right? So now, makabel amali, mishum de kabai limiti. The reason why we do makabel, because we had to learn, v'hanoten lo bakabala. Why, when I give him my animal, and I'm the owner, right, what's the halacha? I might have thought, since I'm the owner of the animal, there is a bechor. So the Mishnah says, and the reason why we learned that, because since we had to learn giving it to the goy, we learned also getting it from the goy. So the Gemara says, but really, but hanoten bekabala lameli. But why? So, okay, so now you tell me, but hanoten, why? Okay. Right? It's trich. There we need that halacha as well. Why? Sakla the Chamorot would have thought, hoil the ikar behemad Yisrael, he would have thought in a case like this, when I give my animal to him, to grow up, the ikar behema is mine, right? Therefore, I'm getting a knas, right? Look at Rashi over here. The ikar behema, gufa behema v'chatzi vladot. Most of the whole animal and half of the vladot are mine, right? So therefore, I'll give me a knas. Why would you want to give the guy a knas? Dil ma'ati li'chlufa v'behema achriti. Because it might be a ruse. I'm going to give my animal to a goy. Remember, we started from the very beginning and said in Masechet Avodah Zorah that you aren't allowed to sell your animal to a goy. So now I'm going to give my animal to a goy on a partnership. That's mutar. I'm going to sell my animal. God said, how you are going to sell? No, I never sold it. He's just looking after it for me. Right? So therefore, even if you do this, they'll say, you want to do this? You have to give a bechor. Right? To stop you from doing these sorts of things because there's no benefit. Why would a Jew give a goy his animal to do this? To get a bechor? You can ask yourself, though, why would he just not rather give a bechor and get all the others? He has giving up half every animal that gets born. So what's in it here ready for him? But anyhow, right? Kamash v'ladna. Tanan ha, tanan mishnah gross like this. Now we learned in the Mishnah there, and this is now what is Zorah. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda here we saw who says that you chayev even in a shutfut. Right, he's pretty right. Says that if you've got a broken animal means look here. Rashi says, "Limkor loved kochavim behema shenishbarag lef." An animal's broken its legs, you consider it to a goy. Why? Uvmakom shelo nechshedu al harevi'ah. That's only in a place where you aren't concerned that they're going to basically breed. Because if they're going to breed, then really, what have you got out of it? You're giving your animal to a goy, and he's breeding animals to work on Shabbos. Remember, we've got to get our mindset now. We're in a new mindset now. Our concern is you're giving your animals to goyim. They're going to work on Shabbos with your animals. So if you're scared that they're going to, if it is a chashash that they're going to breed them, you know, Rabbi Yehuda would say you can't sell it. You're not going to worry about breeding. You can sell them to the goy, right? And Ben Bateira Matir Besus. And Ben Bateira says you can sell a horse. Look at Rashi. She'ein osim b'lacha. Because horses, as a rule, they're not work animals. Because the rule, he says, what are horses for? They're for riding, not for working. So you aren't worried that Goy is going to work on Shabbos with your animal. If he rides on Shabbos, it's different, because you're not riding on Shabbos. You know why you aren't going to ride a horse on Shabbos? Because you might break a tree, a branch of a tree, right? So that really is a riding horse on Shabbos, right? V'haruchev b'Shabbat, here, ain't no chayav, ain't mishum shvut, it's Yisro Drabanan. It's a gzeira, Drabanan, shvut is a Drabanan. Right? She'achai, why? Because the halacha is, she'achai no set atzmo, he carries himself, you're already doing anything. You're just a tramp. Exactly, you're a trumpist, you're a passenger. That's the famous story. We spoke about Elisha ben Avua with Rabbi Meir. And he was riding on the horse on Shabbos. And one Rabbi Meir said to him, what did Elisha ben Avua say to Rabbi Meir? You better go back now because we've passed the Tchum. It wasn't that he was riding on the horse wasn't a problem. It was the guy at the Tchum was a problem. Okay, maybe. Okay. Right. So now the Gemara is like this. So I go with a kasha. Ibaya lehu. Ubar mali. So if you had a set of horse, a broken animal with broken legs. So what about a fetus? Isn't a fetus basically like a broken animal? Because a fetus is not a living animal, so maybe it won't live like a horse won't live. In other words, can we see a parallel here between Rabbi Yehuda's heter ubar, right? To sell a broken animal with broken legs, maybe you consider fetus as well. So that's a good question. Mali, look at Rashi, yeah. Mali, right? Le mochro lover kachim shari o asur. Can we sell or can't we sell to a goy? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mali. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Time Rabbi Yehuda. It was what Rabbi Yehuda say. Time Rabbi Yehuda. Hatam the shari there with regards to the gemara of Azora. Where Rabbi Yehuda said you can sell the shvura mishum the shvura because it's a shvura, right? And look at Rashi, therefore can't do any work. So we aren't worried about work on Shabbos now. Sell the animal, he's got no legs. Legs are broken, he can't pull your hot and your son cart. So maybe because for the Ubar, so now what's our chashash here? What's our safek, yeah? Ubar nami shavurhu. Do we say that an Ubar is also shavurhu? And look at Rashi, Eitzel Melacha, with regards to work, because an Ubar can't do any work. Or Dilma, maybe we say no. Shvura lav hainu urche. Shvura, right, means, what does shvura mean? That the animal doesn't function the way that it's meant to function at the moment. Aval ubar, kevan de hainu urche. That is an ubar. Ubar is an ubar. That's what it is. It's not acting unusual. It is in its normal way. Lav shvura ru. Therefore, it's not shvura, right? See, because Rashi said, the behemoth liot shvura hilchach davar chidushu. When the animals have got broken legs, it's something different. Velo ati leichlufa. You aren't going to see. Look here. All the time, we're going to get this into our minds. Velo ati leichlufa ulahatir mechirat shleima. What's our concern? If we allow you to sell the animal in this way, you're going to come to use that as a what's the word? As a smokescreen to sell a proper animal and say, ah, it's not really a sale or whatever. Because you sell that animal, God will be, ah, so it's like a slave with a broken leg, like a slave with a healthy animal. When you sell a broken animal, it's like a heker, like a seam. Anyone knows it's a broken animal. You can sell a broken animal, you can't sell a regular animal, right? But an ubar, you might come to machlif. Right? That's a good thing. Would you or won't you? The word brings it to us. Well, let's try for a bright and try to solve this problem. So our question is with regards to Rabbi Yehuda, would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to sell an ubar? Because he'll allow you to sell a broken animal, okay? Question clear. That's really the question we're going to deal with the rest of the year. Where's this Toshma? We've got a bright of Hamocher Lo. Right? Well, actually, it's our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Ubar, Halokech Ubar Chamoshim, Vahamocher Lo. Or if you sell it to him, Af Al Pi She'en Rashai, even though you aren't going to sell it. Right? Hamocher Abbe She'en Rashai, Velo Palig Rabbi Yehuda. And we don't see Rabbi Yehuda arguing over there. See that? Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. Right? Rabbi Yehuda didn't say, in our Mishnah, we never said, Vahamocher Lo. Afish and Rashai. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Asur, you can't do it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can sell. Now look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here, Lo Palig. It's the very wide lines of Rabbeinu Gershom at the bottom, like right in the end of the line, the narrow lines, it says there, Velo Palig Rabbeinu Baditin, Michlal, says Rabbi Gershom, the Sphere Lein Nami, the Eino Rashai Limkor Oved, Ubar Oved Kochavim. Because the Mishnah says, yeah, va'af misha eino rashai. So means Rabbi Yehuda seems to agree with you. Right, eino rashai. Pshat. If Rabbi Yehuda thought for 1 second that you could sell an ubar, then you would have said, oh, yeah, no, why can't you an ubar? The Mishnah said that you can't, ha-mocher lo, either you aren't allowed to sell it to him. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, Rabbi Yehuda is quiet. See, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you aren't allowed to sell it. Right? That's the Gemara. He was quiet, therefore he agrees. So what are you talking about? Ulata meich, if that's your argument, Hamishta teflo, the rest of the Mishnah, Hamishta teflo, where you go to partnership with him, Vamakabel mimenu, and when he gives you the animal to bring up, or Hanotenlo, or you give it to the goy, Delo ketani, and then Rabbi Huda there doesn't argue with you, Hachinami Delo palig. You can tell Rabbi doesn't agree, doesn't argue because he's not mentioned in the Mishnah. We know Rabbi Huda disagrees. We saw a second ago, the Gemara already said, right? La afuk came Rabbi Huda, who says, the shufut yuchayev. And he doesn't argue in the Mishnah, right? Ela palik velo ketani. No, the Mishnah does, he does argue, but he keeps quiet. The Mishnah doesn't bring it. Hachinami palik velo ketani. We can't prove anything from this bright over here. You can't show Rabbi Huda doesn't agree because he kept quiet in the Mishnah, because he kept quiet about other things which he disagrees about, so therefore we haven't proved anything yet. The Gemara carries on. Right? So now we carry on trying again. Would Rabbi Huda agree that we can sell the Ubar or not? We haven't proved it from that first brighter, the Gemara is another brighter, Toshma. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, HaMekabel b'hamim l'ved kochavim v'yalda. If you received, like on a share crop basis, you were the one that fed and grew and bred the animal, and it was born, Ma'alin oto b'shovyav. You assess, Rashi says, Yamalin, you bring in an appraiser and you assess the value of that animal. Venotnan chetzi damav le kohen. Betul al bechor over here. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no free lunches here. Enach, you can't make you give the whole animal because you only own half of it, remember? But half the money, you value it and you give the kohen. You got no benefit here whatsoever from this deal. Vahanoten lo bekabala. And if you do the other way around, you give the goy your animal and he feeds it. Afapisha eino rashai. Look what Rabbi Yehuda says. You aren't allowed to give it to him. Konsimoto. There's a knas over here. Look at Rashi. Hoyel velo chash ledivrei chacham. If you didn't listen to chacham, we punish you. And what's the knas? Right? Konsimoto ad asara bedamav. Even if it costs 10 times. Right, the noten kol damav lo kohen. You give the kohen all of it. Look at Rabbi Gershom here, right at the bottom, last line. Continue to arasara. What do you mean arasara? She yefadeh ubar min aver kochavim. You go and redeem this ubar from the goy. Even if look here, afapi she enu yachol iftoto min ubar aver kochavim milo yiten lo eser yadot yotem yichdei damav. The goy knows what's going on over here. He knows you got no chance. You have to redeem this animal and give it to the kohen. So he sits back and he says, look, I don't want to. I like this animal. And in the end, he extorts from you up to 10 times the value. When you get to over 10 times the value, you can listen, now I'm patur from the mitzvah. From up until 10 times, you've got to pay to go and do it. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda says, so we're trying to prepare. Our question is, does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to sell? We haven't got a selling yet. The moment we've just spoken about Mekabel or Noten, and we see that in both these cases, Rabbi Huda is pretty machmir, right? So the Gemara is now, but now look here. When it says over here, right, V'notnan lo bekab, afa mish enu rashai, ma'alin oto b'shovya v'noten chatzi damav. Right, now damav is masculine. Damav, b'rashon zachar. Right, so we've got two parties to this relationship here. We've got the mother and we've got the child. The mother is called Ima, and she's definitely feminine. And the child is called Ubar. It's a Bechor, right? It's masculine. Damav seems to imply that you give the value of the Ubar. Otherwise, we would have said Damea, her value, right? And it says, yeah, you said it's Barur, right? Everything's not Barur. That's why we're learning Gemara, right? If it's all Barur, we wouldn't learn Gemara, right? Consimo to at asara bedamav. And so to the asara bedamav. Now the Gemara says, my love, Ubar. It's obvious from here, we're speaking about the Ubar. That you've either got to give half the value of the Ubar to the koi, or you've got to pay up to 10 of the Ubar. Right? Now, and if it's the Ubar, what would that mean over there? Ka'amar, says Rashi, de'eino rashai. From here we can prove that you are not rashai to sell the Bechor. So the Ubar. Right? The girl says, no, Abahema. We're talking about the actual mother. We're talking about the mother. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? It says Damav. He says, you know, you're right. Correct the bright and change it to Tanei Damea. Simple. It was a mistake. Gemara says, Vaha noten kol Damav la kohen ketani. But we say, you give all the money to the Kohen. If he behema, and if it's the mother, Kohen ma'avirta, what's the Kohen going to do with the mother? The Kohen's got no rights to the mother. The Kohen's only got a right to the Bechor. Right? Now there's a Rashi over here. You see, it says velo. You see the Rashi, the law, the second line of Rashi? There's no law in our Gemara. But Rashi obviously had a slightly different gear set to the Gemara. So Rashi says over here, Lo'ola mehachelo tifshot. We're not going to solve this question about Rabbi Yehuda from here. Basically, we're barking up the wrong tree. Dehache b'may askinan. What are we talking about over here? Going to Yav Leib Haimah me'avart leput leptuma. Here's the way you gave a pregnant animal to a goy to basically to feed it. And the goy gets half of the value. Because what's the goy getting? Think about it for a sec. When you give a goy the animal, and he now, there's a word, lefatem in English. How do you say it? Like with geese, they do it. To fat them. Isn't there a better word? You know, there's a big thing with the geese, with the livers. They like, they force feed these livers. Terrible. The foie gras, right? And they force feed it, and they're in such a way that the livers grow very quickly. That's lefatem. Okay, but lefatem is not in a horrible way, but lefatem means basically to fatten it. You want it to be as nice and big, as healthy as it can come out. Mm-hmm. The goy is really getting half of that as well. Because mm-hmm. when the goy gets the animal, he fattened up the animal. He's getting a nice fat fetus, right? A fat baby. So that's what Rashi says. The migo de kansinan, right? About what's it?
Gavage.
What's the word?
Gavage.
Say that there, gavage? On, yes. Really, is that the word? Gavage.
Yeah.
Okay, you googled it. Gavage, okay. That's the fatem, right? Okay. Right, aval I zavin lei uba lechudei lo. But if you sold that, we can't learn anything from this over here. But basically, because if you sold him, we can't learn from this going on. So basically, Rashi's over here, we can't learn from this. The Gemara says, okay, hachem askinan, kon de yavre behema ma'avarte leftuma, de migode kansinle abahema. Why are we... Because really, what's the goy getting over here? He's also having a nice fat animal in his presence, right? Not just the fetus. He's fattened up the mother in the process. That's why he can use the mother for working. She's got a healthy animal. That's why there was a knas. So the migor de kasida abahema, kasida ubar. The ubar is just basically a byproduct. Really, our concept, you gave the goy a mother. And that's why there's a knas over there. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that you give him a knas because you're giving him lefatem to gavage, right? And he's fattening up the cow. They've got a big cow there, and the cow can be working on Shabbos, whatever the case is. So basically, we haven't got an answer yet to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda let you sell this to the goy or not. I'm Rabbi Ashi. We can learn from your third writer. Toshma. Also, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda said you can sell a broken-legged animal or animal that's damaged. Why? Why? Because we see that it can't get better. Look at Rashi. Because since this animal is not going to be better, what can he lie around the house? So what do we care if you send him a cow that's lying down? We can't use it to work on Shabbos. Maybe our concern here is working on Shabbos. So what's the diuk? Ha, yecholali trapot, asur. If this was an animal which could get better, it wasn't missing a leg, had a broken leg, right? So it could get better in a few weeks, that you even Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't sell. So now the Gemara says, Baha Ubar Dami, Ki Yachol Trapot Dami, Shma Mina. And he has the proof, because in Ubar at the moment, Anachinamia can't do any work. But in a couple of weeks' time, or a couple of months' time, when this Ubar is growing, it's going to do work. He has proof that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't sell an animal, Ubar, to a goy. So that's the sugya over there. Now the Gemara we'll run through this very, very quickly. Now the Gemara says, "Ikad matni la amatniti." In this last brayta which we learned, Rabbi Yehuda matri b'shvura b'nei shasur b'ditrapot, says, "Don't learn that." Ikad matni amatniti. Don't learn it. Is there a Rashi over here who says ikad matni b'nei shasur b'ditrapot? Where is that Rashi there? There's no Rashi. Okay, right. So, ikad matni la amatniti. In other words, It's not a standalone to bring as a proof, but this bright is actually on our Mishnah, right? And it says like this: "V'hamocher lo afa pi she'enu rashai." Remember, our Mishnah said you sold it even though you weren't allowed to, right? Remember, our Mishnah says that. Yeah, "Hamocher lo." First, our Mishnah: "Halokeach ubar chamosh lo barkev." If you took a feed from a donkey, or "Hamocher lo," or you sold it to him. Afa pi she'enu rashai, And we said a second ago, we learned, we said, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in our Mishnah, therefore, and we said we can't bring any proofs. Yeah. The Gemara says, no, that's actually on our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right? Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not telling about Mishnah. How do we know that? Titnan, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Could we see over there? Rabbi Yehuda says matir b'shvura. Right? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. The ubar dumia de shvura. We've just proven that an ubar is like a shvura. So if he allows you to sell a shvura, he allows you to sell an ubar. And our Mishnah says apish ainu mutar. It's us to sell. Therefore, our Mishnah called me Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no. Afilu time Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda. You could tell Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shvura lav hainu orche ubar hainu urche. When he says that you can sell a shvura, because a shvura, why? Because a shvura is an exception. That's not the way animals normally are. An ubar, which is a natural course event for an ubar, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you can't sell. And I'm just discussing an ubar, therefore our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that's it. Toshma. The Gemara now brings another brighter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Mazel tov. Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Mashkwa. Okay, Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says like this. So now we haven't proven anything yet. Oh, we have really. We have just proven, right? What's going on over here? Okay. We now just said a second ago that the Mishnah, that this bright which we brought could be on our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to go through the whole Mahalach which we've just been through now, with all the examples of Rabbi Yehuda, from the other angle, as if Rabbi Yehuda is discussing our Mishnah, right? So basically a repetition of everything we learned. Okay, so we'll go through quickly. If you got it and you were the one who was doing the, what's it called? Averaging. What's the word? Gavaging, right. You got to give money to the coin. If you do to him, if you aren't allowed to give it to him, continue and you give the money to the coin. My love, I was discussing the Ubar, was not the mother. But Damav says Damav in which is the masculine. The boy says, you're right, Tani the May, change it to the Maya. Vah no ten called the Mav Lakoin Katani, but since you give it to the coin. The Iba to the mother, Kohain, my Avid, what's a coin gonna do with the mother? Because Akum Maskina, Kigundi Yai, Bahama Mabar to Putma. We what's our concern over here? We gave it to the animal, to the goy to feed, to do this gavaging. Since you aren't, we're punishing you, we're giving you a knas. What's a knas? We're giving you a fine for giving the animal to the goy. And derech agav, consider that uber also. I'm Rav Ashi Toshma, Rav Yehuda Matir b'shvura, Mibneshali Yecholai Drapot. Rav Yehuda says that you mutar to a break of wakis to the shvura because it can't get fixed, because it can't do any work on Shabbos. Hai Yecholai Drapot, asur. But if it can, it would be asur. V'hanami ki Yecholai Drapot dami, right? But v'hai nami keyachol lehitrapot dami. But this ubar, now you see the answer a little bit, the Gemara comes right at the end. Remember in the previous example, which was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines, you said v'ha ubar nami keyachol lehitrapot dami. V'ha nami, because remember shma mina. So we learn from here, at the end of the day, that Rabbi Yehuda says that a shvura, you can't sell if it's going to be trape. The ubar is galak to be trape. So shma mina, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't sell an ubar. Basically, you come back to the same creature from the other direction. Okay, now we're thoughts again. You buy that. We've got a question now. Machar behema lo uvre, my. You sold an animal. Right? What's the question? Look at Rashi. Machar behema lo uvre. Look, it's right at the top there. It's about the fifth line and it gets narrow. Kagon sha'adayin lo nitabra. You've got a pregnant animal. Sorry, yeah, it's not pregnant yet. You're going to sell an animal to mate the animal. Right? Is that the word with the animal? To mate the animal, right? Umachar lo kol havladot sha'atidin nitaber. And he's got a right to all the animals being born from this future animal. You retained ownership of the cow, but you gave the goy, you sold him the rights to use this cow, mate the cow, and whatever's born from this cow for the next 5 years is his.
So it's a bull or a cow?
I think it's a cow. Because, behema. I think it's because if it's a bull, you're right, you could use bulls, but I think we talk about the mother here of the cow, because there's no, it's any, all the animals that are born from it or his. Not only the Bechor. Our questions with the Bechor. But our Masechet with the Bechor. But all animals would be his, right? The question now is, are you allowed to sell an animal like this to a goy? Because while they've got your cow, they're going to do work with it. They're going to use the cow to plow or to pull an ox around the Shabbos, etc. And you can't sell an animal to a goy. But here, it's not a proper sale. It's not an outright sale. You're only selling him the animal. You're selling him the rights to the use of the animal and the benefits of the animal, but not the animal itself.
Just for the mating.
Well, no, it's not just for mating, because the animal's with him. You don't know what the cow's doing, what he's doing with the animal in the meantime. Right? Luvramai. Right? So now, Behema Luvramai. Right? Look at Rashi here. Mahu. Lekonso lifdota mishum mocher behem luvramai kachavim. Do we force him to redeem it because we aren't allowed to sell the animal to a goy or not? So basically, you haven't sold the animal, but he's got all the rights. The animal's with him. We know it's us who sent an animal to a goy, because we just saw a second ago, right? It's a Gemara of Zora. But this is not a proper sale. So would this be a sale or not? Sorry, what are you saying?
Just what you want to say. That's not the animal.
No, that's Rashi. Rashi, I read that already. Rashi says here. Rashi says it over here. Right? Ubehema atzma lo machalo. But the actual animal never sold him. So that's the case. Our question now is, we know that an outright sale you can't do, but this sort of sale, would this be allowed?
It's kablan, no?
It's like kablanut, but you've basically, the animal's his. All the rights and all the benefits and all the animal are his. But you retain ownership. So the question is, if the animal dies, right, toch kedei mating, right, he's not chayev. But if the animal dies and in other circumstances, he's probably chayev, right, like a shomer sachar of some kind. Okay, let's carry on. So now, the Gemara says, this is a good question which we can ask both Tibai and Rabbi Huda and Tibai and Rabbi Huda, both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda. Right? Because remember, both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda agree you can't sell an animal. Just Rabbi Huda says that you can sell a shvura, and Rabbi Huda says you can't even sell a shvura. Right? That's the question. It works like this. Tibai Rabbi Huda, adkan lo kashari Rabbi Huda. When Rabbi Huda said you can't sell, ela b'shvura. Sorry, that you can sell b'shvura. Why? The law atieli chlufe. Because when you sell a broken animal, you can't lie and end up switching it around and saying, I actually sell my animal to the goy. And the guy said, you can't sell it. He said, no, I never actually sold it. Okay. Dad, you can close. We can open it. You can close it all properly. We know how to open it.
You know
how to open it. Yeah. But even Rabbi Huda would agree that a proper animal you can't sell. Why? Because there you would come in. Look at Lichlufe, yeah? Lahatir mechirat shleima. Could you actually come in there? Or deal, Umar, maybe not. Umar shvura. The paskamina. Maybe other way around. What's a shvura? Paskemina. Paskemina means lo shier bala atzmo klum kishemachra. Right? A broken animal, once you sold it completely. Right? So there, he matted you. V'choshech ein shleima. Right? And how much more so a shleima. Now, what's the difference of koshekein? Right? Ki hai gavda de lo paskemina. How much more so in this type of selling? Right, you retain the ownership of the animal. Ubarin, even because of fetuses, mechash. Look what he says here. Even if you're worried about the goy getting the fetus, it's not pregnant yet. So what are you worrying about? Something might happen. It might not happen. It might not fall pregnant. It might be a sterile cow. Velo klum machalo. You sold him nothing. And when the fetus was born, they belong to the goy. So if it's because of the fetus, then we definitely aren't going to worry. Because if you can sell a shvura, a broken animal, because you retain, then definitely an animal, if the issue is the fetus, then the fetus is God, it's not yours. Right? So the winning problem. De lo paske mine. Right? The kosher kain shleima. De lo paske mine. I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure I understand that question. Help me out, somebody. He says, "Aval shleimet at lichlufe asar or dilma umashvura de paske minay, v'choshech ein shleima de lo paske minay, de lo de paske minay, v'choshech ein shleima ki agavna de lo paske minay, shearei shiel atzmo gufa behayva. V'imishum ubarin leke lemichash, shelo nit avra adayin v'lo klum macharlo."
What is going on here? Somebody help me. Help me. Help me, somebody. I don't know what's going on. Confused. Nobody know? Anybody?
Also der kann eine beschwörte Kasse Audio ma de lo atlich lo vai aber schleim wie sagt die baie da bi du mach wieder passen im mit dir bi du lo mit kor bei mir schwur ich hier gmor a schon der mich hat da gehört in weil ich so wurde dann kurzen kurzen schon ja tilin kor bei schleim lo vai a ja china bei mir der ah
in other words in this kind of sale he would definitely allow you to sell it. If he allows you to sell, okay, I'm sorry, I'm confused. I'm thinking all the time you're going to sell an animal, a prop animal. The question here is, can you sell the animal to a goy so that he can farm it to get other animals? So he says, like, if Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could sell a damaged animal, and a damaged animal is a proper sale, right, an outright sale, then of course you need to sell this one. Because what have you done? You haven't sold anything. You've retained the ownership. And with regards to the ubar, there isn't an ubar at the moment. And if there is an ubar, it's not yours, it's the goy's anyhow. So you've never had ownership to begin with. So why should he care? You haven't sold it. That's the, okay, clear? Click. Okay. Okay, that is with Tibale Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's look at Rabbanan. Tibale Rabbanan. Ad kan lo ka ash Rabbanan ele b'shvura. When you Rabbanan say it's asur to sell a shvura, why? The paskamine, because you're basically giving up all your rights. It's a proper sale. We don't want you to give proper sale to a goy. Aval shleima de lo paskamine. But if it's a healthy animal, but you haven't given up all your rights, you've retained certain rights, like in this case, sharu, maybe it says butar. Or dilma no, umash vidlo atyeri chlufa ashe. When what was a broken animal, they said you couldn't sell a broken animal. Why? Because you might end up coming to using this as an example and saying you're allowed to sell normal animals and switch it around. Koshev, v'chokhen shleima, t'atuchah, much more so, if you're allowed to sell a goy, an animal on this basis, right, just to get the rights, you end up giving him doing a proper sale and saying it's only a partial sale. So therefore, Chachami might say that it's Asher Enya, Rabbi Yehuda might say it's Mutar Enya. But Tanagra was like this. But Tavi Rabbanan Mishum Hachiyu. Is this using a Rabbanan? In other words, what's Rabbanan's concern over here? Right? Are you saying that Rabbanan's concern is like, is a concern of Ichlufe, of exchanging? V'hatayim in a bright time, ruling Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim said Rabbi Yehuda, V'alo marbi'in alea v'yoledet. Aren't you concerned, Rabbi Yehuda, that with this shvura, that doesn't Rabbi Yehuda, when he said you could sell a damaged animal, but aren't you concerned that in the meantime, before the animal dies, they'll quickly mate this animal and the animal will give birth? And then you're going to have ubarim, and now we've got a problem. In other words, alma mishum ubrehu. What are Rabbanan's concern? Dafke the ubar. You're telling me that Rabbanan, yeah, they should definitely matir it. Why? Because they aren't concerned about the ubar. Or they should only usher it because of lichlufe. But ubar, we aren't concerned. No, but I'm not concerned about lichlufe. I'm not definitely concerned about the ubar. So and right, and hachik. So the Gemara says no. Hachik amalei. This is what they said to Rabbi Yehuda. Tamedidan. What's our reason? Mishum d'atir lichlufe b'behema. We actually are concerned about when you saying over here, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda about this animal can fall pregnant. Therefore, we seem to say that Rabbanan's reason is the birthing. No, that's not what the story was, says the Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, our reason why we say you can't do the sale is Mishum D'Atin Yichlufe, because they will come to Machlif. Look at Rashi over here. Mishum Lo'olam Tarab Mishum Yichlufe. V'itshach lemi ba'yi kevent lo paskemina ikremember lo'at Yichlufe mechir gemur v'hachi ka'amir Rabbanan l'Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so we say it is a concern. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, my time is short. Why are you allowing it? You're allowing it because you're saying, Mishum Dan Yechol Litrapot. Sorry, we're talking about the Shvura here, right? Right, the Shvura, exactly. We're talking about the animal, that damaged animal. You say, because it can't get any better. But may, therefore, command is Zabin Shchita Dami. Therefore, you're saying it's the same as you sold animal for Shchita. And you don't care because you consider a goy animal for Shchita. Why can't you sell an animal a goy? Why can't you sell a goy an animal? Right? You can't sell an animal a goy, by the way. You can't sell a goy to an animal to a goy. But you can't sell a goy to an animal. There's no halacha about that. That's absolutely that, right? Why can't you sell an animal to a goy? Because he works for Shabbos. If it's for Shchita, we don't care. So they're saying to him, Rabbi Yehuda, you think that selling a damaged animal is like selling an animal for Shchita, but I've got news for you. In the meantime, they can bring a bull on this cow and left children. And since it can, mashallah, they'll keep it around. They're not going to die so quickly. And what did Rabbi Yehuda answer? He answered quite cynically, sarcastically. He says, "Va'amar le." Rabbi Yehuda said to them, "Lekeshete yaleg." You know what? If he ever gives birth, let's worry about it then. Why? The lomak lezachar isn't able to mate. That's what you're worrying about. But bottom line is, we see from the sugya over here
that it wasn't Rabbana Nichlufei. 2 minutes. Okay, you want to go down. Okay, Toshma. One more. We haven't yet proven yet the answer to this question. So the word starts again. Toshma. Baloten lo b'kabbalah. Our Mishnah said, if you give the animal to a goy, right, b'kabbalah, and he's going to farm the animal, not you never sold it. V'lo ketali afi en rashai. And there it never said b'kabbalah en rashai. It said hamocher, you aren't allowed to sell. But v'hanoten lo b'kabbalah, it didn't say that you aren't allowed to, which means that you are allowed to give a goy b'kabbalah. Now, isn't giving a goy b'kabbalah very similar to selling it to a goy to farm the animal? The difference is the one is you giving it to him, and the one is he's paying you for it. But really, you retain ownership in the mother, and the proceeds either you share or he paid you, so he gets the whole amount. But is it he's paying you, giving you half the proceeds, similar to paying you up front for all the proceeds? So there, the question we're asking over here, Ibai Leu, Mocher Bemalu Bremai, is very similar to the Mishnah of Hanoten Legoi. Right? You with me? Very similar. So that's the Gemara said like this, Toshma. Hanoten lo b'kabbalah, v'lo ketayf b'shen rashai. So therefore, it seems over here, what? That you allowed it, that you could have a problem. Right? Because look here, the Gemara says, v'lo ketayf b'shen rashai, al memutar limkor b'hem elubre. Da kabbalah mechir lubrinu, because this is exactly the same. She'ain cholek v'et kochim ele b'vladot, sakarat, lo p'alik v'et kochim, same idea. Rashi, what I just said, right? The word says, no, that you, that's not a good proof. Uletamech, if that's the case. Hamishtateflo, in this partnership story, delo ketani hachinami derashai. What? Just because it never said over there, v'eno rashai, it means that you're rashai, that you're allowed to. The Mishnah tells you things you did, not telling you can or you can't. V'ha amar avod Shmuel, didn't Shmuel's father say, asur adam she'aseh shutfutim aved kochavim? You are going to do shoot foot. And then the Mishnah doesn't say this. That's our proof. Shema yitchayev lo, why? But look at the reason why. Shema yitchayev lo shvua v'nishba lo b'shem avrat kochavim. Because you might end up, if you're partnered with a goy, you have an argument, and then you end up swearing. Right? And who do you swear by? You swear by his God, because you want him to believe your oath. Right? V'atorah amra lo yishma apicha, you aren't allowed to swear by the thing. Ela tana, the Gemara says, so that's not a proof. Ela tana mechira v'hu adin shoot foot. Same story. Basically, we can't prove anything. So why do we dafka choose mechira? The ikar mechira hu, because the ikar is the same. Is basically the ikar grasha. Yeah, the ikar mechira hu. Talam mechira and rashai v'hu adin nechula. You aren't allowed to sell, and the whole din is all the same. You can't do any of it. So why do we choose dafka mechira? Mashta mechira dinakat bo and rashai v'lo nekita mechal. Adet the ikar mechira hu. Ikar isura v'hu mechir b'hem. The ikar is the isura b'hem, and all these things you spoke about, you aren't going to do with a goy either. Right? I think this is end of.